You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. You're listening to Natural Health Radio and the Nature Connection Show. My name is Sarah Turner. Today I'm delighted to be joined by Stefan Ball. Stefan is a director at the Batch Centre and the author of the Batch Remedies Workbook and the Batch Flower Remedies for Men. So welcome to the show, Stefan.
Hello, Sarah. Nice to be here.
Yeah, so delighted to have you here because the Batch Remedies, as so often happens, is actually the place where I began my own journey.
Sure. I think it's the same for most people. A lot of people who come to Essences in general start with the remedies, yeah.
Yeah, so they completely changed the direction of my life. And they are still a large part of my practice today, a very large part. In fact, I was talking to somebody the other day and I actually said that if I had, you know, the dreaded question, what range would you take to a desert island? I actually said, I think I'd take the Batch range with me.
Oh, it's nice to know.
Yeah. So they're very dear to my own heart. So it's really lovely to talk to you. So I think it would be really useful for especially somebody like you who's so connected with Dr. Batch and in taking his legacy forward, but to share with us about Dr. Batch and how this range has, how it came about.
Okay, well, Dr. Batch started off as an Orthodox doctor. He was a bacteriologist, a pathologist, and he was engaged in research into vaccine therapy. And in particular, he was looking at chronic diseases. And he isolated some bacteria, which he used to prepare 7 different vaccines. And when he was offered a chance to go and work at the Royal London Homeopathic Hospital, he became interested in homeopathy. And that's what kind of changed the direction of his life. And he started off preparing the bacteria using homeopathic methods. But then he began looking for a natural replacement for those. And that's what began looking at plants. And what he did between about 1928 and 1935, he discovered 38 remedies, all of which were attached to particular emotional states and particular personality types and so on. And that is what we now know as the Batch Flower Remedies. So it's kind of a move from Orthodox medicine via homeopathy into something completely new that was, you know, his own idea.
And how did that then develop into what is now? What were the next steps?
Well, the next steps really were when he left London in 1930. I mean, he moved away from homeopathy at that point because he came up with a new preparation method, which was we now know as the sun method, which is the method that most essence producers now use to make remedies. And that kind of was the step away from homeopathy. And at the same time, he stepped away from treating physical problems directly. So he began more and more to focus on emotions. By the time he came to the place I am now, which is the Batch Centre, that was in 1934, he was only working on emotions, only working with the flower remedies. You know, that was how he saw the future of medicine. He thought that would be the way medicine would go in the future.
And I think he was right, don't you?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, energy medicine in general is now more and more understood to be useful, and more people are using it. The Batch Remedies in many ways are kind of one of the key, you know, starting points for that whole idea.
Absolutely. Yes, it is. Many people say, don't they, it's the medicine of the future.
Yeah.
And yeah, so how wonderful to have this connection back. So where you work right now, the Batch Centre is actually in the place that Dr. Batch bought to
I mean he actually moved into this house. I mean, we're a very unpretentious Victorian two up, two down cottage, basically. And he came here in 1934. He'd been traveling around for 4 years with his assistant, a lady called Nora Weeks. And they'd been going around looking for plants, finding plants. And at that point, they were kind of looking for a place where they could set up a center, a place where people could come and get help and advice about the remedies. So they moved into this cottage. And Dr. Batch lived here the last 2 years of his life, completed his research here. And when he died, he left all that work in the hands of his friends and colleagues. He had three people, basically, who were helping him at that point. Nora Weeks, who I mentioned, who left London with him. There was a guy called Victor Bullen, who they met in Cromer in Norfolk. And there was a lady called Mary Tabor, who was a local lady, who lived around the corner in a house called Wellsprings. And the three of them promised, basically, to continue the work after Dr. Batch died. And that's what we've always done here, because when he died, Dr. Batch had a very clear idea about how he wanted the system to continue. He believed it was, he believed one of the most important things about it was that it was very simple, so that anyone could use it to help themselves. So he wanted it kept simple. He wanted the 38 remedies to always be a complete system. And he wanted the idea of self-help, remedies being chosen purely for the individual, to be kept. And he wanted those remedies to be made and be made available around the world. So those were the things that Mary, Victor and Nora promised Dr. Batch when he died. And that's kind of how we began here. That was the beginning of what became the Batch Center.
That's lovely, isn't it, to know that this promise has been carried right through.
Well, yeah, and I think it's the most important thing we do here. And we always ask ourselves, is whatever we're thinking of doing in line with what Dr. Batch wanted? And that's always the kind of the main question we ask.
That's I can really tell that as well by what you're talking about, the energy of it. So let's talk about the 38 remedies, which were the 38 remedies that Dr. Batch himself identified and worked with himself. And the fact that many of the people listening right now may not have used essences before and may be very interested in a way of helping themselves. So if you, as you are right now in front of people who would like maybe to know the next step as to how they can use them, what would your advice be?
Well, I think the simple thing is to start with where you are right now. So one of the keys to using Dr. Batch's remedies is to focus on today. He always believed that, today is the important thing. It's not what happened last week or last year or in your childhood. It's today. It's how you feel today. So the simple way to start using them is really to go and look at a list of the remedies. You'll find loads of lists online which will give the basic indication for each remedy. And just look down the list and see which ones you feel most resonate with how you feel today. And you can mix up to six or seven together. Sometimes you'll only take one. And you come up with a mix which best matches where you are now. And that's how you start the process. And we talk about peeling the onion a lot on our courses. And what that means is that you remain superficial when you're using the batch remedies. You're always working on the outside, what you can see, and you allow the remedies to do the work. So you don't need a kind of a very intrusive psychotherapeutic approach where you're trying to uncover what's at the heart. You let the remedies do the work. This really is a lazy man's therapy, because you can allow the remedies to do the hard stuff, unpeel the layers as you go, and you might find something inside that you weren't aware of when you started. And that's why using the system becomes a kind of form of self-understanding, self-exploration. And actually, the process of taking the remedies is really very, very easy. Say you've identified you need three remedies. You can buy those remedies in a shop. They're what is called a stock remedy. It's not very expensive, each bottle, maybe £5 or £6. And that will last you literally years because all you need to do is take two drops at a time, either into a mixing bottle, which is a 30ml bottle with a dropper mixed, you know, fitted into the cap. You put two drops of each remedy into that, top it up with mineral water. You can add a teaspoon of brandy or other alcohol to help it keep fresh if you want. And then you just take that four drops at a time, at least four times a day. So it's a very simple approach. Anyone can do it.
And it's very safe, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the beauty of the remedies. And it's one of the differences between what we do and some other therapies. With some therapies, you're using substances that can actually do harm. Mm-hmm. So it's important that you have the right remedy selected in some systems, because you might actually make things worse. The very worst that can happen with the batch system is that you don't achieve anything. So if you pick all the wrong remedies, or say you take 20 or 30 remedies, which is way too many, what will happen is nothing, because you won't actually feel an effect, but you won't feel worse.
Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it? And that is so empowering to know how safe it is. So what would you suggest for pregnancy or people who are very poorly?
We would start with asking the person how they felt. So whatever the situation was, whether it's someone who is pregnant or someone who is starting school for the first time, maybe a child, or whether it's someone who's dying, whatever the situation, you always start with how the person feels about it. And that's what makes this extremely personal. So if you take pregnancy as an example, let's say the moment when you find out that you're pregnant. Now, for some people, this might be a moment of great excitement, and they find that they can't stop planning about the future, and their mind is always away from the present, and they're not really enjoying now because they're so busy in the future. Now, that might be a remedy like clematis, for example, or it might be a remedy like vervain, depending on the person. Then you might have someone else who takes that news as a shock, maybe an unwelcome shock, and that person might feel actually traumatized by that news, and then we'd be looking at a remedy like Star of Bethlehem. So it's purely about how the individual person responds. It's always about the emotion. And one of the other things we often say on courses, we talk about moving from the story to the feeling to the remedy. In other words, you start off with a story that someone tells. That's, you know, I found out I'm pregnant. Then you get to the feeling, how do you feel about that? And it's only then that you move to the remedy. Okay, the remedy for that feeling is this.
Yeah, it's very simple, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very straightforward. Simple. Yeah.
And very grounding, because so often nowadays we don't take time to actually work out how we feel.
No, I think that's right. And I think, you know, one of the important things about the remedies is that they build into your life a space where you are actually focusing on how you feel about things. And so many of us, I mean, you know, we always say we're human beings, but we're often human doings. We're more preoccupied with our task lists and our to-do lists and all the things we have to do, bang, bang, bang. But we're not actually stopping to be. And one of the things the remedies give us, if we engage with them, is that we have a moment in our lives every day when we're actually stopping everything and we're just saying, how do I feel now? And that's probably one of the most important benefits you get from using the system.
Be a great thing today to do, wouldn't it? Just at the beginning of each day and maybe at the end of each day.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, I mean, it's interesting you say that, because when we're talking about taking the remedies, we often say that, you know, you take at least four times a day, especially first thing in the morning and last thing at night. And I think that keys into what you've just said, is because it gives you that moment when you're taking the remedy, you have a moment when you reflect on why you're taking those remedies and how you feel. And that's, you know, that's part of becoming more aware.
Yeah, brilliant. And I love that the simplicity is being carried through, which was Dr. Batch's wish. Let's talk a little bit about essences in today's world. And I have a question, which I'm not quite sure how easy it is to answer, but what's the most popular essence that's sold? Is there one that sells way above all the others?
I'm not actually. I haven't actually got recent figures because we, you probably know, we sold our own remedy making business quite a long time ago. So we're not actually directly involved in that. We don't see sales figures, but I do remember seeing a list a couple of years ago, and I believe at that time in the UK the top seller was white chestnut, which is a remedy for recurring circular worrying thoughts, the kind of thing that won't leave you alone so you can't focus on now. But the interesting thing I found in that list was that the most popular remedies were different in different countries. For example, in Argentina the top seller was actually crab apple, which is a remedy for when you feel unclean, but it's also a remedy for when you're very focused on your appearance and you don't like something about the way you appear to the world. And I found that quite interesting because I was in Argentina a few years ago, and the thing that struck me was how beautifully dressed everyone in Argentina is. So when you look at the remedy, you think, actually, yeah, that does tie in with what's happening. And the other interesting one was in North America, where a few years before, I know if you go back about 10 years, the top-selling remedy there was walnut, but it actually changed to Star of Bethlehem, and that's been at the same time as you've had all these problems, you know, with the economy. So again, it ties in, very interesting.
And how? Yeah, I mean, it connects back totally what you were saying before. How do I feel today? So if
yeah, it's
ask,
how people are responding.
Yeah, it's perfect, absolutely perfect.
You're listening to the Nature Connections show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature.
So white chestnut is a great essence for today, as are all of the others that you mentioned, actually. Walnut would be a great one for change, and Star of Bethlehem, definitely. What essences would you suggest for dealing with today's stress, finding balance?
Again, I think it depends on the individual. So I wouldn't make a blanket recommendation. I wouldn't say, you know, everyone go out and take this remedy or that remedy. I think what I'd say is focus on how you feel right now. I mean, there are sort of currents you can see in modern life. I mean, to give an example, we're in a world at the moment where it can be quite tough to find a job. It can be quite tough. You know, you're worried if you have a job, you're worried about losing your job. And in those circumstances, there are some remedies you might expect to, you know, people to react in different ways. For example, if you were in a world where it was actually quite easy to leave your current job and find another one, you probably will be quite happy to stand up to a bully at work. In the current situation, there are probably some people who are kind of going along with pressures at work because they're worried about, you know, having to, you know, the possibility they might lose their job. So you might think about remedies then like agrimony, which is a remedy for kind of wearing a mask, pretending that everything's fine and kind of using a joke and lightheartedness, you know, to kind of cover up how you really feel. Or you might think about a remedy like centaury, which is a remedy to help us define boundaries and actually say no to sometimes stronger personalities who try and force us down paths of their choosing. So they're the kind of remedies you might be thinking of. But again, it depends, you know, really on the individual.
Of course.
It's all down to the individual.
Very often we see you know, like the vervain type, you know, the workaholic type that tries to puts themselves under pressure and keeps going.
Yeah.
Or the oak type who also keeps going but doesn't ask for help.
No. And they, you know, again, that's, you know, interesting examples because they would, again, they might be people who you would expect to see, you know, in the sort of current circumstances. I mean, the oak person's interesting because that is one of those remedies that mirrors very closely the plant that it comes from. The oak tree is the is the tree in the UK, in the British landscape, which supports most other species, more species than any other tree. So it is, so you can think of it as a tree with a strong sense of duty, very reliable. You can think of the strength of oak as a wood and the way the tree grows, very kind of solid in the countryside. All of those things are things that relate to the oak remedy and the oak emotion and the oak type. This is a person who is very strong, who doesn't tend to give in when things go wrong, who has a very strong sense of duty. And the reason they work hard is because other people rely on them and they feel that they have to keep going. And they feel that they can keep going because, like the oak, they're very strong. So they don't really see limits to their own ability to keep on and on. So, yeah, when you look at the economy and so on, you can see where that could come in.
Where it would be very useful, yes. Yeah. So, yeah, there's so many of them, isn't there? And it's one of the first things people say, isn't it, when they first see a list, I want all of them.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's me. Yeah. Yeah. I think almost everyone does that. I mean, there's a lovely story a few years ago. We had someone come for a consultation at the centre who marched in with a leaflet, and he kind of slammed the leaflet down on the table. And he said, well, I can tell you now which ones I need. I need all of them except that one. And the one he pointed to was vine, which is a remedy of people who know their own mind and are very directive and kind of tell other people what to do. So the one remedy that he actually needed was the one that he hadn't seen. He thought he needed all the others. But yeah, it's a common thing to think you need all 38. And again, it's one of those things where you can use this focus on today to start to narrow down the choice. Because when you actually examine it, you'll find that, okay, you probably have been in all those states at some time in your life. But the question is, where are you right now today?
Yeah. So listening to you talk here, I'm thinking that as I mentioned at the beginning, you're the author of the Batch Remedies workbook. This would be a very useful place for people to start, wouldn't it, if they want to find out and to be kind of have a process to help them work out how they feel.
Yeah, I mean, the workbook, I wrote the workbook with the idea that it was, I based it on BBC language courses. That was the kind of idea behind it. Because if you do a BBC language course, you'll have a mix of activities. You won't just be reading remedy descriptions. You'll actually be actively using what you're learning. So that was the kind of idea behind it. And the idea of the workbook is that it will actually teach you the system. So it's not really a guide where you might have, there are lots of books which are very good at, you know, if you're not sure what to take and you want to start, then you just want to read through some indications and choose your mix. That's not really what the workbook does. The workbook is more for people who want to learn the remedies and learn the system. Okay. Really well, so it's a kind of slightly different approach, but yeah, there are so many very good introductions around now. Lots of authors have written on the books. I mean, at one time in Germany, I think there was a book being published every week, which is kind of shows you the level of interest. So yeah, there's loads of stuff, and these days, of course, you've got the internet as well. There's a lot of information on the internet. You don't even need to buy a book to get started.
And you've got some lovely videos as well as part of your own site, haven't you?
Yeah, we've started putting more videos up. I mean, it's something, when it stops raining outside, we'll do some more videos in the garden, because I think it's quite nice when you're talking about a remedy, it's quite nice to actually have the plant there and sort of show it while you're talking about it.
I think so, yes. It makes that connection, definitely,
yeah,
doesn't it? So I know that something that you're very passionate about, and the Batch Centre has expanded now into developing practitioner courses. Can we talk a little bit about, because Dr. Batch was very keen on self-help, and that's what we've talked about, and of course that is the beauty of this, that we can help ourselves. But there are also now a growing number of practitioners.
Yes. Yeah, and I think that's always been the case. There have always been people who use the remedies as part of their therapy service. So, you know, if you're an aromatherapist, say, you might give an aromatherapy session, and at the end of it, if you've been talking to the client during that consultation, you've probably come up with a few emotions and you might suggest some batch remedies at the end.
Yeah.
So it's always been the case that they'd be used by therapists. Our view on practitioners is that they are teachers. It is a self-help system, as you say. We're very anchored in the idea it's a self-help system. So what we have with our courses, we have three levels of training, 1, 2, and 3. One is here are 38 remedies and this is what they do. Two is, this is how you make this personal to you. It's a bit more about the philosophy. It's also kind of a masterclass on remedy indications, telling similar remedies apart and that kind of thing. And then level three is about how to be a practitioner who encourages self-help. So it's about running consultations and about building into your consultation almost like a one-on-one seminar, so that when you have a client as a practitioner who's gone through our courses, the idea is that when you're seeing that client, you're actually teaching them how to use the system for themselves. I mean, we have a kind of a joke, but it's serious. We always say the best of our practitioners lose all their clients because they're very good at teaching self-help and people don't need to keep coming back. So, you know, but that's what Dr. Batch wanted. His dream was to have a set of remedies in every house and to have every household empowered to actually heal its own members and the people in the community around them. So that was his dream, and that's where we try to focus what we do.
And you're doing a great job, don't you? Because you have essences now in, do you know the number of countries?
It's always a bit vague because I have to actually do a count. But I mean remedies now. There are several companies making remedies. They're exported to it's at least 70 countries now. Wow. Around the world. Our own efforts on education, we have practitioners in more than 60 countries. We have approved courses in around 40 different countries, and we have training, you know, level three training, practitioner training, in around 30 of those. So it's pretty big. I mean, in terms of, we started in education in 1991, which was when we sold the remedy making company, because that gave us time and space to actually focus on education. And we started just doing a few courses here at the centre in a little training room. We had a little shed on the back, which was where people had their tea. So it was all very kind of cozy and homely. But we've now got those courses in all those different countries. They're not all run directly by us. We set standards for them. We approve them. And they're run by other organisations in different countries. All the trainers are on our register as practitioners, plus they've done additional training. You know, since we started, it's around 100,000 people who've actually gone through a Batch Centre approved course, so, you know, in the world. So it's been quite a large effort, and it's something that we continue to grow every year.
That's brilliant, really brilliant, that, you know, because each person that trains is then able to help so many more.
That's exactly it. When you have someone, even if they've only done the level one course, it's a bit like planting a seed. You never know where that's going to develop. You know, that one person might be the only person in their community who understands the system and how to use it. And they'll be using it, they'll be helping people with it, and there will be some of the people who they help who will then become interested, and then they will become practitioners in the future. So it is exactly like throwing seeds around the garden, and sometimes you're delighted by what comes up.
Yes, yeah, it's a lovely way to see it. Very, very beautiful. Now, I'd love to have you come back on to the Nature Connection show sometime in the near future to talk about the other book that you've written, which is Batch Flower Remedies for Men.
Sure.
Just tell us very quickly about that book and why you wrote it.
I wrote it really because I noticed on the courses here, and I also saw in courses all around the place, wherever I looked, it was fairly obvious that most of the people actually sitting in the room were female. And when I talked to people who were involved in the kind of the more commercial side of making and selling remedies, it's also very clear that because they know that it's mostly women who buy remedies, most of the marketing they do is focused on women as well. So it seemed to me that men were being entirely ignored by everyone in this area. And as I was a man, I felt slightly indignant about that. Mm-hmm. So that's why I wrote the book. And it was an attempt really to kind of try to show men that, you know, the fact that this is a system that uses flowers and the fact that it's focused on emotions does not make it a female-only system, because, you know, men have emotions exactly the same as every other human being. And, you know, forget the word flower if that's a problem. I know it might be a problem for some football supporters and guys down the pub. But in fact, the remedies are about being more yourself. They're about being who you really are. They're about self-empowerment, and those are things that I think should be available to everyone regardless of sex, and that's why that was the interest for me in putting that book together.
Yeah, so I'd love to help you get that message out there. And
cool, I'd be delighted to come back.
Yeah, that would be great. So meantime, people can go and find that book on Amazon or wherever else that they're easy for them to find books wherever they live. So thank you so much, Stefan. Before we say goodbye, tell everybody how they can find out more about your centre.
Well, the best way is to go to our website, which is www.bachcentre, so bachcentre.com. And there we have links there. We have sites in six languages. So if English isn't your first language, you might find a language that you're more comfortable with. And what you'll find there is basic information on the system. So we have indications for all the remedies. You can download some of Dr. Batch's books. We have our definitive 12 healers, which we're very proud of, which we have about 16 translations of that. And it's the complete text from 1941 with footnotes and everything. It's a rather pleased with that. You'll also find information about courses and about how to become a trainer and all kinds of stuff. It's all on there.
Wonderful. And so that's the place to start wherever you live in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So wonderful. Is there anything that's happening this year that you'd like to tell us about? Well,
we have a couple of train the trainer courses this year. So we're going to be running a couple of those at Mount Vernon. But apart from that, no, it's our usual activities. We've got 16 courses running this year at the centre. There's just been a first batch centre approved level 3 in Singapore, happened just last week. And we have a level 3 in China, which I think is the second ever in China, which is taking place in about a week's time. So, that's all keeping us busy. Yeah.
I actually think I saw those photos on good old Facebook.
Yes, you probably have. We've got a Facebook site, and yeah, so that's another place people can find us. Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, thank you very, very much. It's been delightful making contact with you, and we'll speak again soon.
Yes, thank you very much, Sarah. Bye-bye for now.